It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. The gear that Captain Bobby uses to go catching, not fishing, to go catching. If you want to get that gear, go check out McCoy Outdoor Company. Go say hello to Chip while you're at it. And the star of the show, our friend, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Tell Chip you want the big basket, because that's what you're going to need to stock up to.
That's
you're
going
to need it all now, man.
Say, I'll take how many? Two baskets,
tell
please.
Tell him you want the Captain Bobby and Sean basket. That's the basket you need right now.
That's the one that's on wheels.
That's right. Yeah, like a dolly or something.
That's right. You can't carry. Okay, let's talk about this, because y'all, I got some exciting news from Bobby before we went on. It's, at least in the speckled trout world, they think it's spring.
They do. I'll tell you, it's they don't. We talk about this all the time. Is they don't keep up with that calendar. They keep up with water temperature, and if you need to keep, especially these transitional times of the year. Now in the fall is where it's really important. You got to keep an eye on that water temperature, because I'll tell you, the fish will throw you for a loop. We're thinking, the other day was March 1st, and we said, it's probably still a little too early. But I ran across a little area that I normally catch fish on, and there was a trout slick there, and they were way out on one of the flats. And sure enough, it was loaded with trout, and that just sent me on that trout chase. And I looked down at on my bottom machine, which has the temperature reading, and looking at water temperatures in the mid 60 degree range, and that's spring transition. Yeah. Now, I will tell you this, the last 2 days, it has dropped back down into the 50s. But once these fish make this transition, they don't go far. They're not going to just go running right back into the rivers. And we found that out too. Now, you got to change your tactics sometimes when the water temperature drops suddenly like it did. And that's what we've done the last 2 days. Instead of drifting that, sometimes you have to get down a little bit closer to the bottom. And in this case, we actually went even shallow water, throwing some slow rolling some jigs or some grubs, as you want to call them, whatever type of swimming bait, little soft plastic baits, and that they reacted well to that. Prior to that, though, it was a popping cork deal with voodoo shrimp and gulp shrimp, and that's going to be the case. We're going to get through. Last night it was cool. Of course, yesterday evening was really cool. Day before yesterday evening was really cool, and that's what dropped that water temperature. It's going to shoot right back up. We got this big, bright sky today, and it's got these longer days with the sun on the water, and it's amazing. It brings that water temperature right back up. So the moral to the whole story is this transition's already starting to happen, and it's all based on water temperature.
Man, you got me so excited. If somebody is, like me, fired up to go fishing, if they want to get a trip booked with you, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it'll have our phone number and a contact us form you can fill out and let us know when you want to go. And we don't get any kind of huge amounts of rain, it's on.
I love it. Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. There he is, y'all. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. We got me chomping at the bit to go catch some very tasty speckled trout, some redfish as well. Spring is here, none too soon for the speckled trout.